أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، كل ضلالة في النار. Praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness for me and for you and for all the Muslims. I believe in him and I trust him, and I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah, and whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. And I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And by Allah's leave, we continue inshallah our series concerning Sharh Bulugh al-Maram min Adillat al-Ahkam, the explanation of the book Bulugh al-Maram. And this is our second class for this book inshallah, the book of Bulugh al-Maram. And our first class we talk concerning purification or tahara, the meaning of tahara, a means of tahara, like as example what you use to purify yourself or to purify other things, as example using the water for wudu and ghusl, using the dirt or whatever the surface of the earth for tayammum, or using tanning for skin of animals, different means of ways for different things for purification. And we spoke about the types of water, which basically we talk about one or two type of the waters in the last class, and what we call it al-ma al-mutlaq, or the natural water which remain in its nature as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it. And we give example by this water, like the water of the sea, the river, the rain water, the snow, these things. Also we give example with the natural water, or what you call al-ma al-mutlaq, like ma zamzam, and all this kind of water which is pure in itself, and also it used as a means to purify other things. So like ma zamzam is pure in itself, and you can use it to purify yourself in a sense not that because you are impure, but to remove whatever condition or state that you're in, like a state of janaba, or after you break your wudu by passing gas or using the bathroom. So you are in a state of impurity, but it's not a physical impurity, okay? Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. And we give also evidence from the Quran and from Hadith about this natural water or mutlaq, why is pure and why is purifying other things. We spoke about the used water, okay? That if a person has water and he had used it, what is the condition of this water? This was the type, the second type of water we talk about it, which you call al ma'al musta'mal, okay? Used water. If I have water, a gallon of water as example, and I made wudu out of this, so this wudu or this water that touch my body, my limbs, my face, my arms, this as example that Hamza want to use this water, use the same water, not the remaining water in the gallon, but the water which I wash myself with it, can he use it, or is this water good for used for رفع الحدث. رفع الحدث mean to raise the action or to remove the state of being not in wudu and make you in wudu. Okay, that's what we're talking about. We said that الماء المستعمل is pure, that means طهور, which means will remove the حدث. That means if a person breaks his wudu and he want to use water that been used by somebody else, is still good for the use. And that because the hadith and which it shows us that the Muslim is always pure. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had stated this hadith Abu Huraira, that in al mu'min la yanjus, that the believer never turn to be impure, right? And also that we stated because the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them all, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they used to fight over the wudu of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, try to this wudu that touch his body for them to use it and utilize it, and they used to have like almost a fight over it. Each one of them would like to have this water. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not forbid them or tell them, no, I use this water, you could not use it anymore. So from all this evidence and others, we understand that used water is still remaining clean, still remaining pure. It can be purify others. Okay. For today, inshallah, we're going to talk about, continuing talking about water. Okay, because there is still other kind of waters that it may be caused by different action or different means to be not good, that could not be utilized for purification. So we're going to talk about that a water that been mixed with other things. And these other things can be pure or can be impure. And what is the state of water after get mixed with other things like lemon or Kool-Aid, as example, Kool-Aid or orange juice and things like this. And also, what about if water been mixed with impurity? What's the state of these things also? Okay. And inshallah, in our class tonight, we'll talk also about the permissibility of a man using the remaining or the leftover of a woman water after she made tahara, after she made ghusl or she made wudu, and the permissibility of the man also using the remaining water after a woman. Also in relationship to the water, we're going to talk tonight inshallah about the su'r, okay, and the type of su'r and what is the permissibility of using these things. So basically inshallah we're going to try to focus about water again in our class tonight, and a good possibility that this is going to be the second and the last class concerning the division of water. And after this inshallah, in the next class we're going to talk about the aniya or the dishes, buckets, because we talk about the water. Why did we start with water? Because without water you could not be making wudu. So we could not discuss wudu, neither you can discuss salah, because the salah, it depends on the wudu, and the wudu, it needs water. This is the reason that we started with the water, okay? And now after we finish the water, we're going to talk about the things which you hold the water in it, okay? As example, if it's gold dish, can you use the water in it, okay? If it's a container made out of skin of animal, as example, can we use this water? So this is the reason that we started first with water, because the water is the essence or the basic for using tahara, okay? And on the tahara, it comes the salah. So like one thing is the foundation and the other thing that you erected over it. So our foundation was the wudu, the water, and this is the reason that we start our class with water. And also we start with the water, we didn't start with the dirt, because usually the most common conditions is the water available, but the tayammum comes as exception, okay? So inshallah, by Allah's leave, in tonight, which is Tuesday, today I think is 17th of February 1989, which is equivalent approximately, I think, is 20 of the month of Shawwal from the year of 1418 after the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is our second class concerning Sharh Bulugh al-Maram, the book of Bulugh al-Maram. Excuse me? 1998, what I said? 89? So I'm back what, 10 years? 10 years? That makes different. Huh? 9 years? 11? Somebody make your mind now. How many years I'm back? So this tells you something, that don't trust my knowledge too much, it's old knowledge. But believe it or not, people in some countries, they go look for this antique stuff, the old stuff. They don't go for this new stuff.
It costs more.
Okay, so inshallah, alhamdulillah, we made the mistake in the date. It will be more serious if I make mistake in Quran or Hadith. So I seek Allah's refuge from the cursing devil. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. In the book of Bulugh al-Maram, we already had covered three hadith. Okay, so let's get a little bit starting with today's class, which we already spoke about the tahara, the meaning, significant water, ماء المطلق, and الماء المستعمل. Okay. Now we have the third type of water, which a water that remain in its place, okay? What you call a stagnant water. Yeah. A water which remain in its place. Is a lake, is a hole in the ground, is a big container that follows water, or sometimes the rain come and you have something like a garbage can, as example, okay? And the rain come inside this garbage can, which is a garbage can, just brand new garbage can, and you bought it outside the door. Now the rain came inside this garbage can, Alright? Now you went for a journey and couple of months later you came. The days that you left it was raining. And now when you came, this bucket or this container or this plastic garbage bag follows water out of the rain. But now is not, doesn't look like water. Alaykum salam. Does it look like water? What is the color of water? What's your name? Anwar. Is it? You used to come here, is it? What's the color of the water, Anwar?
Clear.
Okay. You pass the test, brother. So you came and you see this greenish color. Okay? And nobody add anything because the water sometimes when it stays in one place, there is certain things that grow in it, okay, green stuff, okay, bacteria,
algae,
exactly, and other things. So it's not any additional human being additional, something comes as being exposed to the weather, okay, and this can happen in a blasting container, it can happen in a metal container, it can happen even in the ground, the water stay in the ground. So this water originally was clean, pure, mutlaq, natural water. Now its color changed, okay, became greenish as example, with no any artificial or any addition from a human being. What is the condition of this water? This water is tahur. This water is tahur, that means it cleans in itself and it cleans others. It is mean is pure in itself and will profane those people who will use it for purification. Okay, regardless if you want to make wudu or you want to make ghusl or whatever that you want to use it for. Okay, so this is stagnant water or this water that remain in its place for a while. And after this change, colors or whatever it is, still pure in its condition. Okay, now we go to another type of the water, a water which change as a result of mixing with something else. And under this category we're going to break it to two categories. The water can be changed because it's mixed with something else. This something else can be tahir, can be clean, can be pure. As example, soap, okay, or rose water, ma' al-zahr, or za'faran, you know, za'faran, something like what you call
Zafra.
Yes, Zafra is very close to the Arabic word actually, okay. So, and rose water, okay, this is what you put some water in the some drops to make the water has this, or like a mint leaves as example, you drop it in the water to give it this kind of flavor or smell good, okay?
Rose petal.
Exactly, this is what it is, okay? As long as this water still looks like water, okay, it's still good. So, number one, if the water been mixed with something that didn't change its color, didn't it change, you understand, the taste of the water to be like rose only, okay? It give it little bit flavor, alright? It's not rose, but you call it maybe rose water, or it smell like rose, but still water. Or a water that been a bar of soap, as example, fall in it, okay? Fell inside this bucket of water, a bar of soap, okay? The soap itself is clean, and the soap itself is pure. So these things which is pure, if it fall inside the water, it doesn't change the condition of the water, it doesn't make it impure, it doesn't make it tahir, which means clean itself but could not clean the other. It's still remaining good for purpose of wudu as well as ghusl. Okay? And the proof and the evidence about this, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith which he reported from Ummu Atiyya, قالت دخل علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين توفيت ابنته زينب فقال اغسلنها ثلاثا او خمسا او اكثر من ذلك ان رأيتن بماء وسدر okay. وجعلنا في الاخيرة كافورة او شيئا من كافور. In this that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم when his daughter زينب passed away he told the ladies who took a charge of washing her body, wash her three times or five or whatever necessary, okay? Because it depends, okay, how clean the body of the person, the diseased person, or how dirty it is, okay? And sometimes maybe the person if have some wounds or some problems with their skin, it maybe needs more cleanings, okay? So does not have, but the only thing that is better to be with, odd number. So it can be three, it can be five. But if there is a need to wash the dead person more than five times, you do it. Because the person is cleanliness, okay? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, mix it with cedar, okay? Which is something close to soap, what we use today, alright? And but in the last wash, kafur, you know, kafur, okay. So that means both this kind of smell or these things that which give a good smell to the water. And we understand that what's applied to the dead person applied to the live person. A person could not take a ghusl of janaba with impurity. It have to be clean, pure water. So the same thing applies to the dead person. If the Prophet ﷺ said, put kafran in the last wash, that means that this thing that we add to the water, which is pure itself, okay, it doesn't change the water from pure to be impure. Alright, why? Because the Prophet ﷺ shows the permissibility of washing his daughter while she's dead with water and kafran in it, okay? If you take the water and you cook something in it, okay, water with sabanakh or water with mulukhiyya, okay, it's not a water anymore. And I don't know how many of you know the mulukhiyya here, okay, like something like the spinach as example, okay, and now we cook it too much, now the water that out after you cook the spinach in it is not a water, okay, it's not a water anymore, alright, so although that the spinach or the mulukhiyya is pure, but now what the result you see it, you could not say that this is water, okay? Because the thickness of it, because the smell of it, because the taste of it. So it's not anymore water, although that it's mixed with something pure, eatable, but you could not use it now because it's not water anymore, okay? So if you cook something in the water to such a degree that it changes, not like tea as example, alright? When you look to it, this is not thick, it's not thick, it's still what you call liquid, but when you see it, it's completely different from what is water coming from the faucet, okay? So you could not make wudu with iced tea as example, okay? Not even hot tea. Alright, so this is became a tea, although the tea is a plant and this plant is pure, but the water is not water anymore, it turned to something else, therefore you could not use it. Alright, so changing the water from its original format, if I can use this word, okay, although that it's mixed with pure, it still could not be used, okay? The little thing that doesn't affect the natural condition of the water from smell or taste or liquids and other things is going to make it what? Tahur, that means pure in itself and can be a means for purification for others. Now, Be careful and listen very good for this point. What about impurity? Impurity, if it impurity fall or mix with the water, what is the condition?
Impure.
Okay. Now there is two things here. Now the question, this impurity that fall in the water, did it change the water or no? Okay. Let's say as example that a piece of defecation that is dry, okay, that somebody defecates some place and this became dry, okay, and that this fell somehow in the water. It takes time, okay, to observe the water, and after this to start to
break down
and it goes in all the water. So let's as example, I got with a cup and I dip it in the bucket and I pick up this, okay, or serving a spoon, whatever it is, and you went down to the bucket and you scooped the whole thing and had nothing happen to the water, okay. So if the impurity that fell in the water, it didn't affect the water, okay, it didn't affect the water by any means, this water is still pure, still tahur, that means it's clean in itself and you can use it for purification, okay, make wudu or ghusl. But the other condition, and this also stated from Hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the evidence that the man who had urine in the masjid of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet said, "Leave him alone, okay, don't disturb him," which we're going to talk about this hadith in detail. But he told them what: go and get a bucket of water and pour it on top of the urine, and this will be it for it. If the impurity that fell or had mixed or whatever it is, how meat met with the water, had affected the color, the taste, okay, the condition of the water in any means, now this water is not good anymore for purification, is not tahur anymore, okay. So the water here that has been used by somebody else for wudu, it can be used by somebody, because tahir met with tahir is still tahir, okay. The tahir which is the water, and the tahir is the Muslim, and tahir met with tahir touch a tahir, so what comes out of them is still tahir, you can use it. If it happens, yes, still the water is still pure, okay, doesn't matter how many is the number, because the water originally was tahir, was tahur, and the people who using this water, they are tahir, they are pure also, okay. So the water to touch your body does not mean that the water became impure, because you are not impure for the water to carry or to catch this from you. The second case that we're talking about, water which mix or met with something pure, something that I don't want to use the term clean, okay, because there is a difference between clean and pure, okay. So, and we give example like soap as example, and these things, it doesn't change the condition of the water, and the water is still remaining tahur, except that is not carry the nature of the water anymore. A bar of soap fall in the bucket, okay, some oil, okay, you can scoop this oil from the top of the water and the water is still pure, you can use it, okay. Things that leaves of the trees, all these things is tahir, is clean and it's pure, fall in the water, doesn't change the condition of the water, okay. A little few drops in the water to give this kind of a taste like rose water or whatever it is, still the water is good, you can use it. Now, If the water change color, and I give example with Kool-Aid, although is a tahir, is something clean, is something pure, but is not anymore. It became like a orange juice, as example, okay? Or it became a different flavor by putting this Kool-Aid, okay? It's still tahir in itself, but could not give you a means and ways for making wudu or making ghusl. Now the last case that we're talking about is that water that met with najis. Najis means impure. The impure or the impurity that fell in the water, regardless if this impurity was animal, as example like a mice or whatever, okay, or that was a piece of feces or whatever, it didn't affect the water. So this water remain what? Remain pure, remain tahur, that you can use it for wudu and ghusl. Now the other case and the last case, that water was met or touched with impurity, and this impurity had affected the water, okay, changed the color, changed the smell, okay, it's not liquid anymore, all right? Huh? The thickness of it, as example, all right? All right. What about something pure, okay, like oil, as example? Although I know that oil doesn't mix with the water, huh? But let's imagine something like the oil, okay, so thick, and mixed with the water, and the water became so heavy like the oil. Can we use this? You could not. Why? Because does not has the nature of the water anymore. Is not so thin anymore like water is supposed to be.
Dyed?
What do you mean dyed?
Dyed, like it put color, like food color in it.
Okay, so this is what we say, the change of the color, the change of the smell, okay? These things which affect the nature of the water. Water,
water, it tastes like water, it smells like water, everything, just the color.
Okay, this the Kool-Aid, okay? Let's say the Kool-Aid. Okay, let's take an ink as example. The ink, I don't think that ink has a taste. Do you know the ink? It used to be liquid ink before? Okay. It has a taste? You drank it before? Okay. So found something like...
but you can put such a... You can put
a drop of ink. Yeah, I know, but you taste it. Exactly. Taste it. Yes. Okay, تعرف النيلة? النيلة is something that... Zahra. Some people they call it Nila. In some countries, some people they call it Zahra. This is a blue color, has no taste, and they drop it in the water when they wash the white clothes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
How you know about this?
My mother used to use it.
Is it here in America anymore?
I don't know. They used to call it blueing.
Blueing. Yeah. So the white shirt is not actually will get a little bit of touch of bluish. Very, very tiny touch, okay? And this doesn't have a taste if you drop it in the water, okay? And the water turned to be blue. It's not what you call clear color anymore. The smell water, and the taste water, and it's still liquid, thin, everything. But the color changed to such a degree that when you looked at it, this is not a water anymore. But if this water turned by itself, by standing in a place to be blue or green, you can use it. But if it changes the color because adding something to it, this will be a different story now.
Ocean water.
The difference between the ocean water and these things, because you remember the hadith, we talked about it last week, al-qullatayn. Large quantity of water. And also we mentioned about hadith Bi'r Buda'a last week, Rudu رضوان still remember بئر بضاعة. What is بئر? Who knows it and get a quarter? Okay. The well of water called بضاعة. And they used to throw dead animals in it, the flesh of donkey and pieces of impurity and clothes after women, their menses, all kind of stuff. And they asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can they make wudu of Bi'r al-Buda'a? He said yes. So river, oceans, sea, well, these things which have a huge quantity of water, even if you take a whole donkey or baghl hatta utirmi fi, okay, is still, why? Because the quantity itself, okay, regardless how much, except if you're going to bring a river of water and now you're going to bring an ocean of sewage, you see, this will, which is something beyond, but let's imagine this. So now you bought, now became, is not a sea water anymore, it became a sewage. So you could not go and get something more than what he got, alright, adding this impurity, and still because the water is a big quantity, okay? But usually, because whatever impurity you add to the ocean is almost nothing, because it's going to be some people swimming in it, or somebody was in a ship and throw something, but you can compare what the people throw in the ocean to how big the ocean it is, okay? Yeah. So this is big quantity of water, okay? Like a lake.
Huh?
Taste. Yeah, doesn't matter, because all these things, we talk about this hadith last week, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Huwa al-hillu maytatu, al-tahuru ma'u, al-hillu maytatu." That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about the sea. Okay, this hadith we mentioned last week. Also, that the taste is different, but why? What is the exception here? Is the quantity, because the quantity is so large. Okay. So now, plus this is the natural water Allah created this way, okay? So this is as exception, but we're talking about water that we have it, we're using it, that we took it by bucket, or that we have it from the faucet, and we add something to it, okay? But the ocean, lakes, and rivers, and well, and all this running water, or not even running, but big quantity, like Lake Mary as example, okay? You see how big it is. So these things is not affected by this impurity that people throw in it. Yes.
You can use ocean water?
Yes.
How about when oil spills occur?
But it tastes like salt.
Because you can't drink it.
Yeah, you can make wudu from it. You can take a ghusl from it as example, okay? What do you say?
Oil spills.
Oil spills.
Yeah, like it's left.
Is it water or oil now?
Both.
It's both. Is oil and water. Which one is more? There's no way. I don't think the oil will be more than the water.
Maybe in a certain area. Like
in certain areas. This certain area, understand, so this is not water. This is oil. This is oil. You could not use it. Okay? You could not use it. And I don't think anybody going to make wudu with oil. Even if it's permissible, nobody going to put oil in himself. Okay? Now, we come to a new mas'ala, or a new thing here. I forgot what we... The permissibility of using the remaining water after the opposite sex. Okay? It is permissible for a man to make wudu after a woman, or a woman to make wudu after a man from the leftover water. Okay? Maybe the case is different, that we don't see the things nowadays, but maybe if you go in a camping, you see people, they have containers or they have a bucket, somebody go to the rest area or whatever and bring water in the container or in the bucket, and if a man comes and take water, okay, and make wudu, so what's remaining in the bucket after the man made wudu, right? What is the permissibility or what is the hukm of a woman coming and using this water? Okay, it is permissible, and we're going to say why. If it's permissible, so why we're talking about it? Okay, this hadith Aisha radiallahu anha, when which is in al-Bukhari, okay, in chapter ghusl, that she said that كنت أغتسل أنا والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من إناء واحد يقال له الفرق. Okay, that Aisha reported that I used to wash me and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم from the same vessel. Okay, and the second hadith which in al-Muwatta and also in al-Bukhari, that reported by Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, that كان الرجال ونساء يغتسلون على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من إناء واحد. Okay, that Abdullah Ibn Umar reported that men and women, they used to wash, okay, from the same vessel, okay, in the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, a man after his wife, a wife after his woman, okay, like this. And Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, I forgot to check this hadith before I come, so let me skip it. Anyway, the hadith is in Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi Ibn Majah, Hakim, okay, Sahih Ibn Hibban, Tirmidhi Ibn Khuzaymah al-Hakim, but I have to double check it. Let's go to one more that more authentic, or at least I'm sure from it, okay. Which is in the collection of Imam Muslim. This is from Hadith Ibn Abbas, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yaghtasilu bi fadli maymuna. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to take ghusl, okay, with the leftover water of Maymuna, one of his wives. Her name is Maymuna, okay. And after she took her ghusl, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went and used the remaining water for his ghusl. قال الترمذي والعمل على هذا عند أكثر أهل العلم أنه يجوز استعمال فضل طهور المرأة للرجل ونساء جميعا. Imam al-Tirmidhi rahmatullah alayhi said that most of the scholars, they said that it is permissible for the opposite sex to use the remaining water after each other for their purification. The problem that some of the fuqaha, some of the scholars, they disliked, okay, for the opposite sex to use the water after each other, because there is a hadith concerning this, alright, that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم forbid a man to نهى أن يتوضع الرجل بفضل طهور المرأة. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had forbid a man, the man, to use the remaining water of a woman for his purification. Although that the hadith is authentic, but the understanding of the hadith that it is disliked, but is not forbidden. Okay, it is disliked, but is not forbidden, because we saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made wudu or he took ghusl after with the remaining water of Maymuna radiallahu anha. Okay. And by this we finish inshallah about the water, but there is a few things that we're going to come back again to the water. But basically this is the division of the water concerning الماء الطهور and الماء المطلق or the used water that we mentioned about, and the used water that used by somebody, and the water that been changed because long time that been remaining in its place, and the water that mixed with impurity, and the water that been used by the abyss itself. So now we come to something which is related to the same subject, and this will be a su'r. And a su'r is an Arabic term which means the leftover water of drinking. I don't know if I say it right in English or no, but if somebody drink from a vessel or from a cup or from it depends, you understand, because some people they drink in a cup, some people drink in a glass, some people take the whole pitcher, you understand, like in this is nothing, is no, maybe it's aib in America, okay, and in places like I'm not going to say Egypt, I already said it, okay, it's something normal to take the whole pitcher and like this, okay. But whatever left after a person drink, okay, in the glass, okay, if a person didn't finish the whole glass, the little bit left after the person drink, we call it what? Su'r. So the leftover after a person drink, it can be a person or animal, okay? Because you know animals also drinks, alright? So let's say that you have a bucket of water and the donkey came and stuck his big head inside the bucket and drank. What's going to happen to this water after the donkey drank? Can use it for wudu as example, okay? So the su'r referring to any leftover after drinking from any one, and one can mean the human being or animal or birds or whatever. So this is what we're supposed to be talking about, inshallah, because it's still related to the water. Okay, now the su'r of al-adami, su'r al-adami, or the leftover after drinking from a human being, is pure. Okay, you can use it to drink, or you can use it for wudu as example. Somebody say, how a person going to use a su'r for wudu? Yes. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't used to use all this water like we use today. Maybe the water that some of us use it for wudu, he can make a ghusl with it, or maybe even him and his wife can make a ghusl out of it, okay? You can take a full hand of water like this, and you can actually make wudu with it, okay? That means almost like one cup, okay, 9 ounces. And you can be making wudu out of it. And some of us use what? About 2-3 gallons. You know the gallon of milk that you buy from Food Line?